We decided as a board, after working over 1,000 human hours, and we went back and forth about whether or not to submit a proposal for the RFP. But based on our interpretations of the restrictions placed in the RFP, we could not stay loyal to the mission of the shelter and continue to do the job that we've done. So we had to make the decision, which was very hard emotionally, to not submit and not be involved in the bidding process.
Those restrictions being?
In our letter, we go through the interpretations that there's a process with RFPs. And of course, we've never been involved in an RFP, because we're a nonprofit. We usually don't have to go through an RFP process. And so in our letter to the city, we cited the restrictions that the shelter just could not live with. And what the process was is you could submit questions to the city of Bryan by the 17th of December, and they would submit the answers, and everyone involved in the RFP process could read them. So, you know, other groups could see our answers and we could see their answers and so forth. At first we thought that just some of the interpretation, maybe we were interpreting it wrong, but as answers came back, it became very clear that we would be not only contracting with the city of Bryan, we would become a city of Bryan facility and pretty much organization. One of the big restrictions was we have contracts, you know, with local veterinarians, the vet school, College Station, the county, and so forth. And every single contract we have would have to go through, we'd have to get permission for it to go through the city of Bryan before we could even enter into a contract with our partners. That, of course, is unacceptable.
And maybe this is oversimplification. So you just mentioned maybe there's an administrative hurdle that y'all did not want to deal with then.
Yes, there are several of them. All the fees collected from adoption fees, donations, everything that came into the shelter would go straight to the city of Bryan. That is against, of course, our mission. Animals that are in the city of Bryan or come in from the Brazos County, the way it's written, the county official could decide, you know, we want these animals to be kept alive longer, whereas 50% of the animals that come in from Bryan are unadoptable because they're sick or they're so unsocialized, and we would have to make a choice over, or we would have to follow their guidelines and keep maybe an unadoptable animal alive and put down adoptable animals that came in from other jurisdictions. And we don't discriminate. You know, we try to take care of all the animals, not only in the Brazos Valley, but the 10 counties that we also work with. And those people, when they bring in an animal from outside the Brazos Valley, they pay fees to help for the care and medical attention of the animals that they bring in.
So the RFP was forcing the shelter to make a decision on whether or not you could give whatever quality of care you wanted to whatever animals came in then.
Yes, and also putting at jeopardy what we were originally started to do in 1980. The cities of Bryan, College Station, and Brazos County, along with the local Humane Society of Brazos County, formed the Brazos Animal Shelter. And initially, the capital was $97,000 for the construction of the new building, which is now the old building that we're in. The city of Bryan committed $30,000 and the land on Finfeather. College Station put in $30,000, Brazos County put in $5,000, and the Humane Society put in $27,000. In cash donations and labor. So in 1983 is when the building opened, and the land is Bryan land. The building appears to be a Bryan building, and then everything inside of it is ours. We were just to take care, you know, for animal welfare. But since then, you know, donations have come in, and that provides the adoption services, the lost and found services, humane education, medical care, disaster management assistance. We also have victim assistance programs for with Phoebe's home and the mental health facilities here in town, and a pet food program for owners with low income. All of those relationships would have been in jeopardy because we wouldn't have had control over the donors' money and how the donors wanted the money used. And, you know, this all started, Bill, because we, as a citizen board, which it didn't used to be a citizen board, you know, 5 years ago it was made up of the city managers and the county judge, they just decided how much they were going to give the shelter. And the citizen board worked long and hard to find out how much it actually takes cost to take care of each animal for the 72 hours that it does not belong to the shelter. After that, the shelter's responsible for taking care of the animals, not the government.
So you have until June 30th to relocate.
Yes, and we have already started working on that. We, of course, are willing to sit down with Brian if they decide that they want to reconsider and try to work with the shelter. But we are going to move out to our new property. We have two houses and a duplex out there. We've got a barn as well as a storage area that we can turn into temporary housing for animals. College Station and the vet school are very interested to know if we're going to be able to continue the services that we provide now. You know, the vet school having animals, of course, to take care of, as well as the city of College Station and the county do not, of course, want one day of break in the services. So in the next week and a half, we're putting together our plan to present to those groups so they'll know that we are serious about continuing out at the new property. This will get the board moving very quickly, which we need to do. We also may construct a temporary building with dog runs and so forth to be able to, that we could either sell or lease out later on to rescue groups or turn into a boarding facility for revenue. But we're all pumped. We're ready to go. Our groundbreaking is going to be on Valentine's Day, and we are excited.
Have the finances in place to make the transition?
We definitely have the financials in place, and one of the misconceptions is that without the city of Bryan, since they have most of the animals and the $300,000 they are contracted with us to pay this year, that is going to hurt the shelter. We actually charge them per animal for the 72 hours. So if we don't have 9,000 animals to take care of, and with the city of College Station, A&M, and outside county animals, it's a total of about 3,700 animals, then we'll be able to get our euthanasia rate down. It won't be crowded like it is. That shelter was built for about 3,500 animals, the one that we're in right now, and we take a year, and we take in almost 9,000. Most of those are, of course, Brian's animals, and as I said, most of them are, half of them are unadoptable. So this would be a relief in many ways to not have to take care of so many animals, but yet, of course, we all want what's best for the animals in the community and hope that as Brian goes through the RFP process, they will make sure that if they decide to go with someone else, which, of course, is their right, and we totally understand that. Our problem isn't the city of Bryan. Our problem is the RFP restrictions, and we look forward, if they choose someone else, to working closely with them. There will be two shelters for people to go to look for their lost animals, and we need to have some, you know, hopefully some programs together to help get spay-neuter programs out there and microchipping for everyone and so forth. We already have a contract with them that actually was to run until October 1st, like all of our other contracts, and they notified us in November they would be going through the RFP process, which, you know, is just putting out trying to seek information and data about other options out there. You know, we were told that they wanted to see if there were cheaper options out there, and that's their right to do that. If their RFP had looked very much like the contract we had with them, I'm sure that, you know, we would have honored our contract through October 1st and then gone back through the negotiations again.
But the RFP didn't look like the contract that you have.
No, it's very different. And they restrictive.
And they wanted more information, and they wanted more control than...
They wanted to, in fact, in the RFP, it says that Bryan would be the favored nation, and that is something that we could not live with. We have partnerships with and contracts with too many other groups, and that would have affected the way the shelter is run. And we're a humane society. We're not we have adoption programs and spay neuter and all these other education. That is not normally what an animal control facility offers, and that would have stopped us from being able to continue with the mission of the shelter.
I want to make sure that I haven't missed anything in this.
We have our architect already. We already own our land. We have the money to get the temporary facilities out there. We also have some donors who are ready to donate a lot more money if we're no longer tied down to some of the restrictions and have so many animals that come in that are unadoptable. That's just something that we're very excited about. A lot of people would prefer to get to a humane society that is not working with city governments, because then we don't take in every single animal. We take in animals that are more adoptable. We're not to that point. Our community is too small for that, in my personal opinion. But with the restrictions Bryan was placing on us, we couldn't continue with our mission, and we would have had to look at the Brazos County animals as different from the other animals that come in. And it would definitely have affected, all the services, because most animal control facilities, Bill, don't adopt out animals. They just hold them for the 72 hours and wait for people to come in. And in some cities, they have agreements with local rescue groups. When an animal's been in there after the 72 hours, then they may farm them out to different rescue groups, if they're adoptable. We take in every single animal because of our government contracts. And, Bryan does have the option to come back with us, and say, because we haven't ever been told by the city of Bryan they weren't happy with our services. They, of course, were not excited that we went up in 1 year and said we have to have the money that it takes to take care of these animals for the 72 hours, because we're never going to get the shelter that we need to build if our donor money that's unrestricted is going into the care of animal control animals. And that donor money, when it's put down to go to the building, which now is our push to get people to write that down, that goes to the new building. But we have a much better chance right now with the community. We've been here for 30 years. The community only knows the Brazos Animal Shelter. So I think the community will step up and help us get a new shelter built. And, I prefer Bryan's a part of that, but it's their right not, to make their own decisions for their citizens and their money situation. And if they think they can do it with someone else better, then I hope that's what they're going to look at better than, or they can do it on their own, then that's their choice, and we respect that. And we do have the money to get something temporarily out there within 8 weeks. So my goal is for us anyway, let's say we still have an agreement with Bryan, for us to start moving out there. We own all the cages and everything. We need to get out there. We need the community to know we really are going to build a beautiful facility. We're going to start having a lot of activities out there. We want to get some dogs and cats on the property that people can even now, before we are no longer in the fin feather facility, where they learn where it is. They see how beautiful it is. One of the first things we want to construct is a dog park, so people will actually come out there with their dogs and have fun, because it's in the country. It's beautiful.
Do you all have any state licensing issues, regardless of whether you're at your current location or you'll have to meet at your new location?
There are state, and Melissa would be better to talk to about that, but there are state guidelines we have to follow. And actually last week, the people who inspect shelters from the state came in and gave us a glowing report. And, that's something that Melissa Ball, our acting executive director, has, but I read the report on Friday, and it was glowing. The only complaint, well, it wasn't a complaint. The only concerns were because of the structure of the building and how old they are and how old it is, and it's not in compliance, you know, with some codes that the new people who move in will probably have to bring it up to code. We have worked on this RFP, some of us, literally 8 to 10 hours a day the last 3 weeks, and the board has met 2 times a week. It's unbelievable the amount of work that, you know, a volunteer board who loves animals has been involved in. And the emotional decision, we did not decide until Tuesday or Wednesday night of last week exactly which way to go. And you know, it wasn't unanimous, but everybody involved but one totally supported this, but we speak as a full board. So, you know, it was very emotional because it's been for 30 years, it's been, you know, this relationship. But I do want to make it clear, it's nothing against the city of Bryan. We totally understand they need to, you know, be fiscally responsible to their community, and if they feel that what they're doing with the Brazos Animal Shelter is not the way to go, that's what they need to do.
But the animal shelter is bigger than the city of Bryan.
Well, I think it is. I think it's a lot bigger, and I think that that's the problem, and that's the main restriction that was put on us. It's not the city of Bryan. You know, we are a humane society, and they just happen to contract with us. And we can't sell ourselves out. We have a mission, which is, you know, the human-animal bond and health and safety of the public and leaders in the animal welfare industry, you know, the health and safety of the animals and so forth. And typically animal control officers are under the police department, and I would think our community is going to want animal lovers and people in the animal industry to take care of the homeless animals of the Brazos Valley and surrounding areas, and they're going to deal with it a little bit differently than police officers. They didn't go into, you know, become police officers to go into animal control business. And that's one thing we've heard over and over from the community leaders, that they don't, including Bryan, that they didn't want to go into the animal control business. Just because the land and the building, because it's on Bryan land, you know, is theirs, you know, they can make those choices. But we were not going to sell all the hard work that people before me, and I've lived here 40 years, but people who have been involved with Brazos Animal Shelter, we can't say, okay, well, Bryan can make all the decisions about our nonprofit organization. We can't do that. So that's why the RFP limited us too much, and we had to make the decision to not submit an RFP. And another thing, Bill, by submitting to the RFP, we would not have been able to discuss anything about our concerns publicly until after Bryan announced who they were going to go with. We didn't have that much time because there in their RFP it says around the middle of March we have to be ready to go, you know, soon after that to get out of the building by the 30th of June. So that also was a big factor in our decision, the fact that we couldn't talk to our donors, we couldn't let people know what was going on, and we had to be able to tell the whole story.
The agreements with College Station and Brazos County goes through September 30th?
Yes, September 30th.
Okay.
And those decisions by A&M and College Station will be made very soon. We are giving them input right now. And from what I've been told personally, as well as other board members, the city of College Station is very happy with our services. They understood or understand they've been underpaying for the services, and they are fine with it. Their main thing now is, can we keep the contract and never have one single day of, you know, non-service? Because, you know, you get dogs and cats every day. The vet school is setting up their fall program. They have to know we're going to have animals for their students to stay and neuter and provide medical care for. So that is our number one priority now, is keeping them happy, showing them we are going to continue with our mission of the shelter, and we will get you a place to do that.
And it sounds like everything is in place that you'll be operating out of Leonard Road before the end of June then?
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Well, I hope after July 1st, when everything is moved and you guys are operating, maybe you can take a deep breath somewhere. So,
well, I'll do that as soon as we have our brand new shelter that this community deserves, and that's probably a couple years down the road. But one of the things that we're looking at is our new facility can be built, you know, in different sections. So we might start out with a dog pod, you know, that holds 12 dogs with indoor-outdoor runs, and then, you know, can keep adding the other phases in there. So that's our big decision. We're going to be out there, but that's our big decision now. Do we go with the temporary building that we can get animals out there quickly, turn our duplexes into cat houses, which I think would be great because they'd be better than what they're in now. They're just in cages right now. And, you know, to be in a home environment where people can come in and sit on a couch and pet the cat, they're thinking about adopting. I think even though it may be temporary, it's going to be a lot better than what we actually have now in an inadequate building that's too small.
And when you get physically out there and things are happening and that just, you know, maintains your momentum and it comes, you know, during the summer before your fall fundraising takes place. And,
I
see this as a very positive year, albeit under unfortunate circumstances. Sometimes there's a little bit of pushing and shoving, and it really gives way to some wonderful things. So
I really think that too. I think this is going to end up being, you know, it's sad because of the relationship. Not that the relationships are going to be ruined or hurt. It's just it's always been there, and so that's a big change. And the staff is just so used to, you know, working with the whole community on this. So that was the emotional part, but we have to take care of, you know, our partnerships that we have. And I think that this is going to end up being, I mean, Friday, we were so excited, the board and the staff. This is a new turn, a new chapter in the Brazos Animal Shelter. And is it scary? Yes. But we're financially solvent. We're going to be able to move forward. We know the community will support us. We know our donors will step up, especially when they see their money go into a brand-new building instead of an inadequate building. And we have so many happy pet owners in this community, and that's what we all need to think about. So I'm very excited about moving forward. And, you know, if the city of Bryan wants to continue their relationship, then that's great. But if they don't, it doesn't matter. We're still moving forward.
And it belongs to the shelter.
And it belongs to the shelter, and we will hopefully never be in this situation again, being on somebody else's property in somebody else's building. So this was probably inevitable. If, I mean, 90% of the animal shelters in the country have dropped their municipality contracts, and the fact that we've been able to stay with our government entities for this long is pretty amazing. You know, as a local for 40 years, I would like to continue doing that. But I'm sure that, you know, with politics and rising costs, and then you've got a mission of a nonprofit and the mission of a city government, sometimes there can be differences there. But the Brazos Animal Shelter is going to be okay, and it's just going to get stronger and better once we have our new facility.